Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with Dr. Faith Whittier. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust, board-certified medical doctor in her field. Faith, thanks again for being here. And folks, a leader, a thought leader in her world, in her medical world and region in Texas. Faith, one of the ways we met you was your work with blockchain. As you know, I'm fascinated by this. I believe blockchain is going to be, has the potential, and I think it is no reason why it shouldn't be, the level of trust in the digital age. As we try to mount trust on a 90 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 28-core processor and send it around the world, I believe we'll do that on the back of a blockchain. More than anything else as of right now. And so that's why I'm fascinated by it. You made a comment in the last segment about how you believe blockchain will contribute to preparing us for the next event. I think that was essentially what you were saying. And so I'm gonna ask you to explain that to us.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that, I like you, have been fascinated with blockchain technology, especially in the healthcare system, knowing that it would disrupt the healthcare system. And I think that this might be accelerated just by this pandemic alone. When we think about some of the solutions, had we had this technology adopted right now, that would be very useful in the times that we're dealing with now. I think as a society, when it comes to healthcare, IT advances, blockchain, we're going to have to be very comfortable now in embracing them, adopting them, and trying to scale them to prepare for a next pandemic. One example I think comes to mind, particularly with COVID-19, is how rapidly this disease is hitting people. They're going to the hospital. And when you think about when you go to the hospital in a very sick condition, you don't always have the wherewithal or the time to sort of give a good medical history and what's going down with your situation. Companies like PatientCory have already developed technology where patients can have their own medical records on the blockchain that they own. So you are able to be in possession of your medical records.
So the hospital or the doctor doesn't have to call back to your doctor or your who's on vacation or the hospital who's locked up at night or whatever the office is and get your record so they can treat you when you came in for an emergency. You don't have to have that happen.
Absolutely. And the majority of these patients right now that are unfortunately getting sick and dying are showing up to the healthcare system with no medical records. Mm-hmm. Imagine trying to treat someone that you know nothing about. It is very challenging, and it is not the best way that we should be doing things. When you think about supply chain, our supply chain system, you know, personal protective equipment, not only do we not have enough, but it's damaged, it's inadequate. Mm-hmm. Having a safe, secure supply chain in a pandemic is crucial. So
that's a dotted line solution, isn't it, Faith? Because one of the things we're going to learn, we've already learned about our supply chain, is that we did not have redundancy. We were way too much committed to one place like China for a lot of our stuff.
Yes.
That can't stand in the future, can it?
No.
And
that
you're right. The blockchain will help us track that and hold these people accountable, won't it?
Hold these people accountable for what we're receiving, how we're receiving it, all the black market stuff that goes on. We can get some transparency with that with blockchain to keep ourselves safe. I mean, imagine you know, at another pandemic where we do have vaccines or medications and we need to get mass vaccines or mass medications to population, we need to know that that supply chain is safe. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's something. When you look at also healthcare IT advances, there's a lot of advances that have gone on, virtual care in the home.
Right.
Where you can monitor patients.
Telemed. Telemed is going to be brought forward in our debate going forward. Hey, Faith, I've got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, our time is up. But will you come back soon? We need to get more of your wisdom in reporting.
Absolutely, I'd love to come back. I love your show, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Give me your website real quick, please.
WellnessBlockchainAlliance.com.
All right. Thank you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.